Looking for a non-intimidating atmosphere to work out among friends? Studio Soul can help you with a clean, comfortable private studio with resources to help you get fit and build your functional strength. Find out about upcoming wellness retreats as well as fun classes and workshops. Take your health to the next level with the help of personal trainer and health educator Danny Banson by your side. Contact Studio Soul, 805-732-4836. That's 805-732-4836. Or visit their website at www.soulfitsolutions.com. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and good morning. I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way here with the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, we are in the 805, and we've got so many great events happening this weekend. And I just definitely want to invite you to all of them because you know what? When we kind of get out of our little box, we really just get to meet new people, new experiences, and we're making new maps in our life. That's really what it's all about. So, anyways, I'm so excited to be here. Of course, I'm Kim, and of course, I've got Miss Power Seat herself, Christine Nepstead, again with me. How are you?
I'm great, Kim. So nice to be here again.
Yeah,
thank you for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we've got a great show for everyone today, and of course, Liz Fernandez is in the studio with us. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you, Kim.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about Liz's book, and of course, Sacred Gifts of a Short Life, and really uncovering the wisdom of our pets and of our life journey. And that's what our show is all about. Anything that can add value to our life. I always think of it as school on air. And I'm just so passionate about the people that we have on our show and our guests and our businesses. I do want to remind anybody that is just waking up with us right now, write this phone number down, because the phone number here that you can win lots of stuff. But not only that, just to find out what's going on in your area, amazing guests, books to read, anything that you want to expand your life on. And that phone number is 805-419-0008. All you have to do is call us, leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. We had lots of callers last week, lots of people going to the comedy that's happening, and I'm so excited to share with that. We've got so many tickets left for a lot of different things, so definitely call us all the way through the show and just mention, what is it that you're calling about? What is it that we can give back to you? And that's what this show is all about. I do want to remind you to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We also have a newsletter that goes out every single week. And when you call in and our team member gets back with you, we'll ask you, do you want to be a part of that? And I hope that you say yes, because what it is just giving you information about really amazing people, guests that I have on my show, and really just finding out a little bit more. And then you get it on your own time, and so that you'll know what's happening all the time. So again, if you are just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, we're so glad that you have chosen us here on the Kim Pagano Show to join us. Of course, I always start with a motivational moment, and be happy and smile. It's just so simple. You wake up, you kind of look at your gratitude list, and you are grateful. And you turn that frown into a smile or that sadness into gratitude. And that's what life's all about. And when I say that, we all have life happening to us. Life mm-hmm. just happens, but it's about how we receive it and how we go through it. So, Tom, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Kim. Another beautiful Saturday.
There you go. Do you want to talk about all of our great giveaways?
Certainly. Veggie Grill has a variety of healthy choices from chicken wraps to fish tacos. Also, Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, whose quality ingredients range from sustainable seafood to freshly made salsa off of North Rose Avenue in Oxnard. We have Pete's Breakfast House. Have a hearty breakfast with the freshest ranch eggs and farm produce in town. That's 2055 East Main Street, Ventura. Urbane Cafe, a healthy gourmet brunch is had there, located at 4960 Telegraph Road in Ventura. And if you're into donuts, which we all are, Rolling Pin Donuts on Las Posas Road in Camarillo.
There you go. All right, so those are all of our stuff that we can eat. And then I'm going to add some of our great events. We've got the Chowder Fest, which is their second annual one, and it's happening today from 3 to 7, located at the Maritime Museum in Channel Islands. We've also got the Oxnard Salsa Festival, and that's today and tomorrow. That's 11 to 7. And if you're into salsa or spicy foods, shopping, and they even have a kids zone, go check that out. Also, we've got the Metal Lark Service League's 29th annual A Taste of Camarillo, and that's a wine, brew, and food festival. And of course, that's Sunday, tomorrow, and that starts from 1 to 4 unless you get the VIP, and it starts at 12. And then we've got Wings Over Camarillo that is coming up, and that's August 20th through the 21st. I've got tickets to all of those. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. If you're able to go today or tomorrow, call in right now. I'd love to share those with you. And I hope all the people that went out to the wine, to the tequila and taco festival last week had a blast. So thanks for all those people that won that. And again, if you don't win this show, keep trying because there's lots of chances. And just get your name in there. I'm telling you, we want to hear from all of you. Okay, and again, that phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I do want to talk about our first guest, Liz Fernandez, author of Sacred Gifts of a Short Life. Also joining us today is Shoba Serene. Serene Avazian, okay, I would probably say, and Linda Weinberger, and they're the authors of Psychological Nutrition. Ooh, isn't that so interesting? Yes. I do want to remind everybody also that we are going to be here all the way till 8 o'clock. We have two great hours, and again, you know, for any reason that you can't listen to us, or you're walking into a meeting, or a soccer tournament or a hockey tournament, I don't know, whatever you can't listen for, tune into our podcast. And all you have to do is go on your smartphone, go to iTunes, and download our podcast, The Kim Pagano Show. Then you can listen to us all the time. With that, I want to invite and introduce Liz Fernandez. Welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do, and then we'll kind of talk about your book.
Sure. I'm a veterinarian, and I have a house call practice here in Ventura County and Santa Barbara County, where I focus on acupuncture and Chinese medicine. So a lot of my patients are older and have, you know, orthopedic issues and you know,
and we're talking about animals.
Yes.
As a veterinarian. You know, I'm like, okay, let's see. Who do I know that's old, right? Okay.
Yeah, no.
Does that mean you can do adults too?
No, I don't do people.
You don't
do
people.
No, don't do people.
Okay. I just wondered, okay. So how long have you been doing that?
I've been doing that since about 2001, and I've been a veterinarian since 1982, so over 30 years.
Wow, that's great. And it's truly your passion?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I could tell.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. And so you go to people's homes and you do this, okay? Obviously, you know, you're dealing, because your book is all about uncovering the wisdom of our pets' end of life. So tell us why you wrote that book and kind of a little background about that.
Sure. As you can imagine, since I do a lot of animals that have and work with a lot of pets that have some orthopedic issues, my patient base is shifted to the geriatrics. So I get to know the people well, and I get to know the pets well, and I spend an hour with them each time we visit and do an acupuncture treatment. And so a lot of them are, you know, moving into that end
senior furry moment.
Yeah,
exactly. I know. I love it. So here's a question. I mean, do they sit for you? Do they, you know, how, I mean, is it hard? Because
it depends. Yeah. Some of them are really good from the very beginning. Others, they get to know what's going on and they become more and more amenable to it, because a lot of them figure out it really does help them.
Wow.
And they feel better.
So, I mean, what kind of signs have you seen when you do this to, you know, the different animals? Give us a couple examples of animals that you've worked on and you've seen such amazing results.
Sure. So, again, a lot of arthritis, mm-hmm. hip dysplasia. I had one client who had a six-year-old Dalmatian that had hip dysplasia, was diagnosed with hip dysplasia, and she was really wondering whether or not she was going to be able to, she was starting not to be able to even go for short walks, and was very concerned about her quality of life, even at six or seven, and she lasted to about 14. So
wow, you know, that's amazing.
Yeah, so she, you know, she was, and she wasn't in pain. She had a good quality of life.
Wow, you know, I like that.
There are animals that have GI issues that I've been able to help them, you know, inflammatory bowel disease where they wanted to do lots of, you know, very high power medications and things. And I do work with the specialists in the area and try and give people alternatives. And so all number of things, kidney disease, seizure disorders, you know, but a lot of, and a lot of like doxies with bad backs and they're not walking at all. And we get them up and walking without any surgery. So.
Wow. Christina, do you have any animals?
We live on a farm.
So, okay.
We do. We have goats, chickens, horses, dogs.
My gosh. Yeah. Wow.
I know. I'm thinking, oh, we could use you because we could use you, but I could use you. I wish you could do some acupuncture on me. But yes, we do have pets, and I'm really interested in all that you have to say in your book. But I just think there's so much value in what you do. And, you know, we don't typically think of that for our pets, right?
Well, I was just going to actually say the opposite. I think that in all the times, our pets have really moved up to, like, first place, you know? I mean, it's funny because now, you know, my mom passed away. I have her animals. My mom's animals were her life. I mean, and I know her kids were her life and her grandchildren. But when we weren't around, it was it was her animals. And I see so many people, I mean, working with Chad on Paw Works and just the organizations that have stepped up to help their animals. And I just think, you know, I remember when I was younger and animals had to stay outside. You know what I mean? They weren't like a home. They weren't
part of the family.
Yeah. And now it's like, you know, I thought our family was different because, you know, my mom let everybody in the house, whether it was a big or little or, you know, and of course now I do the same thing, you know, and it's like if my kids are like, oh my God, stop barking. I'm like, excuse me, you know, you don't always have the best manners, you know, it's like, you know, I mean, you start to kind of like take them as their feelings or their really anxiety or their, you know, so I think that it's really changed. Do you agree with me?
There has been a shift in the 30 years that I've been practicing veterinary medicine. There's definitely been a shift. And with the clientele that I have now that are really dedicated to doing everything that they possibly can for their, you know, their furry loved ones. They definitely want to give them all the care that they possibly can and any preventative care. And that's one of the things that acupuncture allows us to do. But it does make it harder as the time comes and they're shifting into trying to let them go and, you know, navigate that journey with them. And when is it time and, you know, what's the, should I continue on or do I need to, you know, kind of let them just be, or are they suffering? So all of those things become more nuanced and harder to to navigate.
Okay, perfect. So again, for anybody that's just waking up with us right now, starting your day in a positive way here with the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life here in the 805. We're talking with Liz Fernandez, and we're talking about her book, Sacred Gifts of a Short Life. And it's really uncovering the wisdom of our pets in the end of their life journey. And so I want to find out what inspired you to write it, your book, and kind of some of the life lessons that you've learned. We're going to take a really quick break, but when we come back, I want to find out more about that. I do want to give out our phone number again, and our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I do have a pair of tickets, and of course, that is to the Elite Theater Company, and of course, that's over off of Victoria and in Oxnard, and I've got some theater tickets for Friday, Saturday at 8 o'clock and Sundays at 2. And of course, it's a world premiere dramatic comedy by Tom Eubanks. And of course, in the midst of all that is good. Does that sound great?
Yes.
I know. I love it. So anyways, I'd love to share those with you. Call in right now. And I'd love to help you get there on the Kim Pagano Show. And call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or a heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
Take a trip to the mysterious land of Illyria, where nothing is quite what it seems, when Rubicon Theater Company presents the gender-bending romantic comedy, Twelfth Night, performed by the students of the Fearless Shakespeare Intensive Summer Program. Adapted and directed by critically acclaimed actor Joseph Fuqua, this hilarious tale of role reversal, unrequited love, and mistaken identity receives a darkly romantic steampunk reimagining. The production opens July 29th and runs for 4 performances only through July 31st. To purchase tickets, visit RubiconTheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900.
Pino's Palette Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. I do want to remind you of all these amazing events that are happening this weekend. And today, actually, we've got the Oxnard Salsa Festival today and tomorrow. And of course, it's got tomorrow's the Dance for the Community. We've got to go check that out. And then also, we've got so many things going on. Tomorrow is the Taste of Camarillo and 1 to 4 over at the Camarillo Ranch House. And then, of course, we've got, Wings of Camarillo, Wings over Camarillo. And that's coming up August 20th and 21st. And, of course, I'd love to get people to all of these events. So call us. 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And of course, I do want to remind everybody of the Chowder Fest today, and that is 3 to 7, located over at the Maritime Museum. So definitely check all these things out. They're so fun. And it's all about getting out of your comfort zone. Get some new friends and some old friends and take them all over there. Again, I do want to remind you that we're talking right now with Dr. Liz Fernandez, and we're talking about her book, Sacred Gifts of a Short Life. And what inspired you to write your book?
So my patients are older, and when I would be starting to talk to clients about these issues and you know, they're trying to figure out how they should approach it and when they should put their animals down and what have you. But one of the big things is just talking about death itself. And what I started to find was that I was telling stories of previous patients that I had worked with and clients, and just sharing a perspective of death. And as I would tell these stories, I could see the angst and the fear in these people just
dissipate
completely. And I could see how deeply what I was saying was resonating with them. And it just hit me. It's like this voice that said, you need to share this with everybody. And
that's
one-on-one is one thing. Wow. To write the book.
So what are the two most common questions you're asked about, you know, mostly for the end of life issues?
Sure. One is, when is it time? And the other is, you know, how do I know if my animal is suffering?
I would say that would be because I had my black lab, beautiful black lab, and her back legs started to give out. And every time I went to take her to get another shot, they'd say, you know, and I go, oh, I know. I'm not ready yet. And I think she's still fine, you know. And I would say, wait a minute, she's not suffering, is she, you know? And when it finally was the time, I was like, okay, it's time. You know, you could just see it in her eyes. And believe me, it's the hardest thing. It's like giving up. And you're like, is there anything I could do? But I know how far I was working with her. And
Yeah.
But it is your best friend, your unconditional best friend.
Exactly. And there is no right or wrong. That's one of the things that I really, really kind of want people to understand, is this is not about right and wrong. It's a subjective. There's no objective right or wrong. So subjectively, in the beginning, you were saying, not now, not now. Those people that were, you know, kind of trying to gently suggest to you that maybe it was time, maybe they thought that it was time right then.
Exactly.
But for you, it wasn't.
Correct.
And when it was, when that subjective decision and knowingness came through you, then it was very clear and you honored that. And that's what you have to be present. You have to honor what's going on within yourself and within your own animal. And it's not going to be the same for everyone.
Correct.
There are all sorts of circumstances that are going to influence when that decision is made and why that decision is made. Mm-hmm. And I feel that as veterinarians, we need to honor that and not push our own agenda and allow.
And I did when this one vet did try to tell me that. I was like, you don't know. You know what? She still walks out to go to the bathroom. You know what I mean? There's things, because I've had so many animals and I'm so, what I feel really passionate about my animals. I know when it's done and there's nothing more, and you can't, you know, it's like you can't lift her up. You can't, you know.
Right.
Yeah. It's, you know, you have to.
Right. And there are stories in here of animals that could not get up. One of a Labrador that 80 pounds, and he could not stand or walk on his own, but he could swim. And she had a pool, and she could get him out to the pool, and he swam every day almost.
Wow.
And he kept his muscle mass up. He was energetic. He was engaged. And so he was very happy. And she, when it came to the point where the day that he did not want to swim, when he got in the pool,
She knew that was the day. Yeah. Again, I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in with us right now. I'm Kim. I'm here with Christina, Tom, and, of course, Dr. Liz Fernandez. We're talking about her book, Sacred Gifts of a Short Life. What are the sacred gifts?
Well, there are many, and I invite people to kind of explore that as an open question that you live with. But one of the big ones, and kind of where the title came from, is that death itself is a sacred gift. if we allow ourselves to experience it fully, experience the devastation and the pain of it, and really allow that to kind of move through us, what we can come to see is that it's all love. We feel the pain because of the love that's been experienced and shared. And that is such a profound and sacred gift, mm-hmm. because our hearts are broken open.
Ooh,
so that
broken
more love,
open.
Broken
I like that.
Open.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it never heals. It changes us. It transforms us. We are more capable of sharing and expressing and accepting love through this opening, through this devastation.
Wow.
And
that's a beautiful way of putting mm-hmm. it.
It really is.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, I mean, you know, losing my animals, your house is a little more quiet. There's things that you don't realize how much you miss them. Losing my mom is losing a part of my heart, a part of where I began, where I started in my life. Yeah. And so, you know, there is depths of losing and of life. And I really believe that, I think Chad was on here. We were talking, and maybe Tom will remember, where I don't think we don't really share that with our children, how to go through death. We don't talk about death. Right. And then when it happens, it's so over devastating, instead of knowing that this is a part of our life.
It's happening.
It's
every
the beginning
moment.
And the end.
Yes.
And so I think if I had to do over, would be to experience, you know, we don't bring babies to, you know, funerals because we don't want them. Well, what if we shared, oh my God, this was a beautiful person, and we, you know, I mean, I think we need to change that. I think we need to evolve to that next place.
I agree. And one of the things I talk about is the idea that death is happening all the time. Each time we exhale, that breath, you know, it inhales, we give birth to it, and it exhales, and it's gone, and it's dead. The seasons, you know, mm-hmm. death in the winter and new life in the summer. If we become more intimate and recognize that it's happening all the time, then it's not that scary boogeyman. It's something that, it doesn't make it necessarily easier when the big things happen, but at least we have a foundation from which to suggest that we will live through it, that there is something beyond just, you know, this form. There is a formlessness that is as much love. You have your mom still as a formless type of love, and it's different, but it's still there. So
right.
There's love in form, and there's formless love.
Right. Now, how does one deal with family and friends who have differs and you know, different opinions, yeah. in the sense of regarding when it's time? Because my husband's like, you know, probably a little bit before me. He was like, honey, serious. I'm like,
it's time.
No, it's not time, you know.
So, and if he allowed you to make that decision, if he chose that, okay, I'm going to honor her, and when she's ready, that's fine. You know, obviously your pet was not, what's your pet's name? Your
dog? Well, Emma was one.
Emma.
And Princess.
So
yeah.
She wasn't, you know, you kept her comfortable. She wasn't completely, you know, unresponsive or anything.
No, if that was the case,
and
obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So again, it's that, but what happened with him, with your husband, is that he actually honored you, and it was his love for you that said, I'm going to step back and honor what she needs.
Absolutely.
And what you and Emma needed.
Right. And then when it was time and we did go, he's like, do you think it's time? And I was like, it's time, as much as I don't want it to be. And then you feel guilty, and then you feel all these feelings, you know, and then you're like, you know what? I love her enough to let her go.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
her enough to let her go and to not suffer anymore. And that is, you could tell she was,
right.
you know.
Yeah. So what happens between when one has differing opinions is that somebody has to kind of surrender into love, not surrendering in a you know, a negative way, but your husband actually, and if you can acknowledge that and say, you love me so much that you're going to allow me to, you know, that you have the big enough heart to allow me to do this in my way. And it probably meant more energy and time and effort on his part to deal with everything that was going on. Right. And there's a story in the book about this. And it was really profound when I saw that. I said, you know, because it wasn't easy.
Right.
You know,
right.
When there's that difference.
And obviously you have animals, correct? And you've lost animals.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this kind of started to develop from your own heart?
Yes, and my own willingness to look at death and to do inner work and you know, meditation and some working with some people. One of them was Ajah Shanti, who's a spiritual teacher who's kind of an eclectic guy. And he speaks a lot to this, to death in a very eclectic way. And but just really allowing it to hit me and allowing myself to go deep into it.
Wow. So if you could give everyone one recommendation, one tip, a bit of wisdom, what would that be?
First, to start to listen deeply within yourself. Because the answers...
we have all our own answers, don't we?
We do.
I know.
We do.
That is so true.
And the first step is to listen. The next step is to start to trust, to be able to tell when, you know, there's chatter and when there's that deep voice that's speaking, and then to start to act on that. And the more we act on it, the more we trust ourselves. No expert has the answers that we need to all the answers that we need to move through these kinds of situations.
And, you know, and I know that you're dealing with pets, but that's really helps in everything. Yeah, because you know, if we're dealing with something in our own lives and you hear that talk or you start to get those thoughts, and you know, we always have that negative talk, right? Mm-hmm. That goes, oh, you know, second guessing, and then you have to kind of just sit with it, and the truth always kind of outshines itself, right?
Right.
At least, I mean, that's been my...
Right. And that's kind of what you did when the whatever veterinarian or whoever said that it's time, and you said no. You were listening not to an outside expert, but to an inner knowing.
Yeah.
And
I
trusting
love that.
That.
Where do we find your book? And really quick, give us, what are we going to find from your book?
Well, hopefully you find a more full perspective of death itself. So that you can feel and be okay and comfortable in facing and accepting death in all of its devastation, but also be able to recognize the beauty and the profundity of death as a formless form of love. You can find it on Amazon. That's probably the easiest place. I am doing some book signings and in conjunction with mostly rescues, animal dog rescues, cat rescues,
okay,
pet
perfect.
Rescues, so that I can donate 20% of the proceeds to them.
Very nice.
So keep in touch with me on my website and Facebook.
And what is your website? If somebody isn't getting my newsletter yet,
sure.
Call up to do that. But if they're
it's
not.
Liz Fernandez, DVM.
DVM, yes.
.com.
Okay. All right. Dr. Liz Fernandez, thank you so much for joining us today. And, you know, sacred gifts of a short life and uncovering the wisdom of our pets and of our life, of their life journeys, correct?
Right.
And thank you for your gift. I think that's such a gift that you've given, you know, to everybody and what you continue to do. So.
Well, thank you. It was my pleasure to be here today.
Yeah, great.
So lovely.
All right, we are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we are going to be talking with Shoba and Linda. And of course, we're going to be talking about psychological nutrition. And I'm really excited to share that with everybody. I'd love to share Rubicon Theater. And of course, that is the Midsummer Night's Spring. Is that what it is, Tom?
That's a Midsummer Night's Dream.
Night's Dream. Thank you.
And you remember that one of the characters is Puck.
There you go. All right. Anyways, summer plays right now. I'm telling you, Rubicon's got a great thing going on. And I'd love to share a pair of tickets for anybody that calls in right now. Call us right now, Midsummer Night Dream, and 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. We'll be right back.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor Fisherman's Wharf provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Catch the Elite Series main stage show In the Midst of All That Is Good, a captivating drama on confronting past betrayals, frauds, and public humiliations, playing July 22nd through August 21st. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, please call 805-483-5118. That's 805-483-5118. Or visit www.elitetheater.org.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we were just talking with Liz Fernandez, Dr. Liz Fernandez. And of course, her book, Sacred Gifts of a Short Life.
Wow.
Beautiful, huh?
It really was. Yeah. I have to say the one thing that stuck with me with death is the formless form of love.
Oh, I love that. Right? You always pull out the great thoughts. Well, I love that. That's awesome. I love that. Well, our next guest is Shoba and Linda, and we are going to be talking about their book. And of course, it's Psychological Nutrition. And is that interesting? Mm-hmm. Nutrition,
yes.
Psychological nutrition. So I'm excited to talk with both of them about it. And again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Shoba and Linda, are you there?
Yes.
Welcome. Yes. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Of course, of course. So tell us a little bit about each one of you. Shoba, you want to start?
Sure. Both Linda and I actually have PhDs in clinical psychology, and mine are from UCLA. Linda's is from the University of Houston, and we're both professors at the Keck School of Medicine at USC, and we've both been clinical psychologists and forensic psychologists for an eon, multiple decades, and as well I work with military veterans at the VA and have been doing that for a year.
Wow. Okay. Well, very good for you. And that's awesome. So let me ask you, Linda, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, as Shoba explained, I'm a clinical and forensic psychologist here in Los Angeles, California. And I am the chief psychologist at the USC Institute of Psychiatry and Law. And we do a number of consultations and evaluations on legal issues. But aside from that, we're also, Shoba and I are very interested in enhancing people's lives and wanting them to get the most that they can out of their lives. And in that respect, we were motivated to write this book called Psychological Nutrition.
How did you come up with that name? I love the name.
Well, we came up with it because we began to think about how all of us these days are super conscious about what we put into our bodies. So we began to think that just as we control our nutritional intake of the food that we put into our bodies, we can actually control our psychological nutritional intake of emotions. Mm. And just like there are different kinds of junk foods, there's also junk emotions. And these junk emotions just don't bring out your best.
Mm. So it's interesting, you know, people think that you can have like a, let's just say, a radio on in the background, okay? But you don't, it's just background noise. But if it's negative, are you feeding into that negative side of your brain?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, no question. You're not getting the most out of life. You're just having this noise that offers nothing except perhaps not letting you really capture all that's out there.
Right, right. And so how do you do psychological nutrition? That's really what I feel so blessed about my show is that what I bring on, I feel is very nutritional in feeding your positive side, your inspirational side. And that's really what I've been told by so many of my listeners. Oh my God, how do you keep picking all these inspirational people? And because that's really what I choose to let in my life. Mm-hmm. And so when you have somebody that I meet, and I kind of give them, I just observe. I kind of observe their life. And if they're like, oh, I hate my life, I stay around for a little bit and I kind of go, oh my God, have you ever thought of looking at it like this? And I kind of, and I bet you, Christina, is the same way. Yes. I can imagine you. and you actually just talked about one of, Christina did a workshop and, of just people that don't have the highest self-esteem of themselves, but then you start to let them look inside and you reflect. And so that's what I want to surround myself with and keep feeding that inner part of my body and my mind and my soul with amazing things that are only going to make me better.
Definitely. Well, definitely. Yeah, that's something we strongly encourage. And what we really are in that encouragement, we want people to focus on, and let's talk about this in the nutritional way. We want people to focus on consuming more low-fat, positive emotions in their life.
I love that, low-fat. Okay.
Low-fat. I mean, who wants to eat a bunch of junk food, right?
Right,
That's not good for you. That isn't nutritious.
Right.
It's going to weigh you down.
Right.
And rather, we want you to start eating, exposing yourself to more low-fat, positive emotions.
Mm.
What do we mean by this? Well, it's all, sounds great, but what's an example? So, for example, a negative emotion, things that you want to eliminate from your life, and if you can, wonderful, but at minimum, let's reduce them.
Mm.
We want to eliminate that anger, revenge, that jealousy, pessimism, fear, anxiety. Oh, my gosh, we've got to eliminate stress.
Right.
All these things that are not good for you, not only they're not good for you physically, but they're not good for you mentally, psychologically. Rather, let's replace that. Let's increase how many low-fat, positive emotions we can experience. Rather than those negative ones that are energy-draining and they suck the life out of you in creativity, let's increase those positive emotions.
Wow.
That are going to be energizing, that are going to be exciting, that are going to give you happiness and optimism and clear thinking and joy. And that's what our lives should be composed of. That's where the majority.
I love it. Where do I get on that menu? No, I love it. I do want to remind anybody that's just starting their day with us and waking up here with the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. Again, we're talking with Shoba, and I don't want to mess up your name. Is it Srinivasan?
Srinivasan.
Okay, Srinivasan and Linda Weinberger, authors of Psychological Nutrition. Can you ladies give us some examples of high-fat and low-fat emotions?
As Linda had started to say about that, the high-fat emotions are what we call knee-jerk emotions. They don't take a lot of discipline. They're your first go-to thing when something goes wrong. One might be anger or guilt or feeling less than, second-guessing yourself, being pessimistic, getting frustrated when you hit the first obstacle. Those are all what we call downhill emotions because they just get you down a negative psychological path.
And it doesn't take very long to buy into them, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Because they don't take any discipline. And, even though we all know this, we feel the effect of anger and stress on our bodies. You can feel it just in terms of the brain hormonal reactions that depression and anxiety can cause. It can deplete your energy very seriously, and it can deplete it to the point where, for some people, they're in major depression and or they're in severe anxiety. So these things can really have a paralyzing impact on your ability to function, these high-fat emotions. And contrarily, low-fat emotions are ones that really should dominate your psychological intake, and these are the ones that we call low-cost and high benefit.
Mm.
They don't deplete you of energy, and they're really beneficial because they're positive emotions.
So what would some of those examples be?
It would be things like optimism, joy, excitement, clear thinking, ability to focus your attention. All of those things, as you were talking about, Kim, in terms of your inner self, these are the things that energize you, mm-hmm. they open up your world, and they open up your inner self, your calmness, the doors to opportunity, and the doors to creativity.
Wow, I love that.
I do too.
Love that. I've never heard it put that way before, but I really invite that into my life, and I think that's great. Now, in your book, you provide readers with a 7-day snapshot. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, the 7-day snapshot, in essence, is going to be a very simple and useful guide for you to understand your psychological nutritional consumption. And in essence, what it is it's sort of a diary. And very simple, not going to be terribly time-consuming and burdensome. But what we ask is for people to get this idea over a 7-day period by recording their emotional reactions to situations.
Wow, I love that. It's almost like people think that they can go on an eating plan or a diet, right? But then when all of a sudden you write it all down, you're like, oh my God, I didn't realize I was eating that much. Or what was I thinking? Because we kind of trick ourselves sometimes, right? And so the same thing, if you keep going, God, I didn't realize I keep getting jealous over that same stupid thing. How do I walk myself through that so I don't get affected by that anymore?
Exactly.
I
because
love that.
Once you see it in black and white and it's staring you back in the face,
yeah.
You go and you say, oh my gosh, I can't believe I ate all that. I can't believe I put myself through that every day.
Wow, so I love this.
Do, in essence, this snapshot, what you're going to do is you're going to record your emotion. And you're not only going to record the emotion, but what triggered it. Do it right at that moment because you're going to know.
I love that, ladies. I love that. Okay, we need to take a really quick break. Will you stay on with us? Because when I come back, I'd love to talk to you about cleaning out our psychological pantry. I love that. I love where you guys took this. And so definitely, I think it would be great to have you stay on. Is that cool?
Of course.
You got it. All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I do want to give out our phone number here, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I'd love to give some tickets away. And, of course, that is today, Chowder Fest. And that is 3-7 over at the Maritime Museum. If you haven't been there, oh, my God, love clam chowder. And it's in every different form. So also the Oxnard Salsa Festival today and tomorrow. 11-7, spicy food. I'm right there. Okay. And then, of course, tomorrow we've got the Taste of Camarillo, and that's the Wine, Brew, and Food Festival. And then, of course, coming up is the Wings Over Camarillo, coming up August 20th through the 21st over at the Camarillo Airport, right off of Daly Drive. I'd love to share tickets with all of you right now. Call us, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or a heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
Looking for a non-intimidating atmosphere to work out among friends? Studio Soul can help you with a clean, comfortable private studio with resources to help you get fit and build your functional strength. Find out about upcoming wellness retreats as well as fun classes and workshops. Take your health to the next level with the help of personal trainer and health educator Danny Banson by your side. Contact Studio Soul, 805-732-4836. That's 805-732-4836. Or visit their website at www.soulfitsolutions.com.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally,
on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind you that we have a whole nother hour. And guess who's going to be joining us on that hour is one of the three blonde moms, and Joni Fagan is going to be joining us, and then we've got some other great guests, and so please stay with us all the way till 8 o'clock. Right now we're talking with Shoba and Linda, and we are talking about their book, Psychological Nutrition. I love that name. I love it. And it's really all about feeding, you know, how do we say, what you are what you think, and you are what you eat. Mm-hmm. You know, right? And and again, you know, how do we clean out our psychological pantry?
It's like you were saying, Kim, you are what you think. I mean, that is such a profound statement, and
yeah,
you just really nailed, I think, a real core concept in psychological nutrition. And in terms of like the whole psychological pantry analogy, think about your pantry, regular pantry or shelves that you have, where you have your different foods and soup cans and things like that. Yeah, I know for me, you know, one time I cleaned out my pantry and there were things in there that had expired like a decade ago.
Right.
I'm embarrassed to say.
No, I know. No, my kids did that for me, and now I do it on my own. I'm a big girl now, and I, you know, it's funny. I'm like, no, I don't need this anymore. You know, it's funny how you know, having four children, I was like, you know, what's a date, right? Mm-hmm. But then all of a sudden you start to realize, wait a minute, I don't want this in my life. It's even like clutter, emotional clutter. Mm-hmm. You start to get all those things that are holding you back in life, and you can really just start to live an amazing life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can. And it's like, because in a regular pantry, if it's filled with a lot of expired products, you don't have room to put in new products.
Mm.
And that's basically our concept with the psychological pantry, and it's something called psychological staleness.
Mm.
We know when food's stale.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't taste good, it doesn't look good, and it's lost its flavor, its crispness, whatever.
So would you be talking about maybe people in your life? Would you be talking about maybe, you know, your job? You know what I mean? What is it that would be, that could become stale? I mean, I could think of a zillion, but, you know, right?
It could be all of those. The first part of psychological staleness is your own attitude.
Mm.
You may have old habits and old go-to emotions that no longer work,
okay,
that are stale. Like, for example, a tantrum on a 2-year-old is age appropriate, but a tantrum on a 40-year-old looks pretty weird. Right?
Have you ever seen a tantrum on a 40-year-old?
Yes, I
know. Yes, that's, wow, that's funny. That is true. Okay.
And there may also be other, you know, relationships that were good for a season, but really they're, you know, past their expiration date. It may be a relationship that you know, had closeness with that person, a friendship a long time ago, but you really don't have anything in common anymore. Or every time you get together with that person, they're just complaining about
things. Oh, God, yeah. And you just, I always used to tell my kids this, different friends for different seasons, different reasons, right?
Ooh, and I like that.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. Ladies, we are at the end of our show. I want you both to come back. Is this your first book?
Pardon me? Yes.
Oh, congratulations.
That we've done together, yes.
Oh, but you both have separate?
Yeah, you know.
Okay, good. Well, you know what? I would love to schedule you to come back because I think this is so great. And I know that you've got some other things, Helpful Helen, Pity Party, Penelope. Mm-hmm. I love those names, you know. And I would love to really share this more with my listeners. Where do we find your book?
You can get it on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com.
Okay. And I didn't get mine yet, but I'm hoping it's in the mail. And I want to have it, and I would love to have you both back.
Great. Well, thank you so much for having us. Oh, it was a delight.
Oh, you are so welcome. And again, keep in touch and share our show with everyone.
Okay.
You got it. All right. We are at the end of our first hour. I do want to remind everybody that stay for another hour. We've got lots of stuff. And of course, I'm going to end our show with a moment of happiness. Happiness is making your dreams come true. With that, stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. We'll be right back.